पुरीपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवाटीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवासं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रतिककृतया श्रीगुरुं सन्नतोऽस्मि पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो महापतन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्य गुरवे गौरशङ्कराय राधिकायै सदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सदभक्ताय भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्यै चित्त्वाच्च कामादितरङ्गमध्यै कृपामयी त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणं सवैवासिनं न जिनामि त्वया विना इति तिष्ठे राधि तन्नय मां काशी इन द बैंक ऑफ गंगेस ऑन अष्टमी घाट चैतन्य महाप्रभु सिटिंग देयर एंड सनातन गोस्वामी एंड चंद्रशेखर एंड सम ऑफ एसोसिएशन Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving his true answer to the question of Krishna. Who I am? Why I am so suffering? And I am suffering from the birth and death. I am drowning in the birth and in the ocean of birth. Cordless and so many diseases also. How I can be helped? Three questions are related to three jnana. Sambandha jnana, vidya jnana and prayojana. Prayojana tattva. Sambandha tattva, avidya tattva, who am I am? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling me. I am now explaining first, no, Sanatana Goswami. So, I forget that and came to Banaras. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Radha Damodar temple, there he is writing, very solitary place, very solitary place. It is in Sevasundar. It is a Siddha place. You know Siddha place? Because Krishna has placed it. The thick dust of all the gopis, especially Srimati Radhika, is there. especially Krishna used to come there and to suck Srimati Radhika's devotee to Seva. Best place in Vrindavan. Vansibhat and this place. Also there is a place Nithubhat. Same. So here Krishna is controlled by Prem. Radha is also controlled by Prem. Here Prem becomes personified. Like a person controlling Krishna. Srimati Radhika gopis all so we want Krishna prem, not Krishna only. If there is no prem, no affection and love for Krishna, then we will like Kamsa, Jarasandha, Shishupa, like them. So he has told us that here he is telling that Krishna is manifested in this world in six ways. Six features. Krishna himself, two kinds of guru, bhakta, avatar, prakash and shakti. First is he is explaining Guru, Bande Guru, Mantra Guru Arjata. I will try to explain it very shortly. Because I will have to complete 3 and 4 chapters. But this is background. Without this, we cannot explain it. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this world. Also our bookshelf, the Catholic order, all Acharya has come. Mantra Guru are Yoto Sikha Guru Jan. Tahar Charana Age Kariye Bandhan. Mantra Guru are Shiksha Guru. Mantra Guru means Diksha Guru. Shiksha Guru, those who teach us how to serve Krishna. Who are you? What is Bhakti? What is Jivatattva? And how a jiva, a soul, conditioned soul, can achieve Bhav Bhakti? And from Bhav Bhakti to Bhakti is one Prema Bhakti, the service of Krishna. And Rupa Goswami has told it that Anna Abhilashita Sunyam Jnana Karma then Anukullena. Those who want to accept this bhakti, they have to remember this slow first and repeat daily once. And try to go deep in this. And then practice. When you will begin practice, then it will be sadhan bhakti. From your senses, your indriyas. And then a mood will come, then it will be bhava bhakti. And then we will have prema, then it will be prema bhakti. It is called sadhan bhakti, bhava bhakti and prema bhakti according to the stages of sadhak. Understand? Sadhak. So, all are same. Those who give all this, really he is guru. Those who cannot give this thing, sadhan bhakti, bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. And they are not realized about all things. They may do a guru work, but really they are not. Because it is told in Srimad Bhagavat and all Upanishads everywhere. इसलिए गुरु के पास में जाओ सत्मा गुरु प्रपत्ति जिज्ञासु प्रेय उत्तम शब्दे परे च निष्णातम शब्दे निष्णातम परे निष्णातम च ब्रह्म रूप सम्मान दिस इज नो दिस चैतन्य महापुरुष है ऑल्सो सपोर्टेड दिस आइडिया कृष्ण ऑल्सो ऑल एथिक्स श्रीमद् भागवत Go to Guru. If you want to have really happiness, really bhakti to Krishna, and realize Krishna. And who am I? How can I progress in this life? Then go to your very realized soul. Are you have some realization about this? And he will have to The symptom of that guru has been told that Shabde cha Pare cha. What is the meaning of Shabde? His perfect Vedas, Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavat, all things. But only this will not do, whether he is perfect or not. But he has no realization of Krishna. Not doing so much bhajan, he is not so much progress and he has life in perfect. Then he is not. Even he knows all kinds of shastra, arguments and everything. So there are three symptoms of this. Shabda Brahma Nishna, he should know all the arguments of all the shastras. And secondly, he should be detached from worldly desires, material desires. These are two
external
systems. And Swarup system, Swarup
internal.
That is Brahma Nishanatam Pare. Pare who is from? Pare from Brahma. Who is? Krishna. Param. Why Parabrahma? You taking this meaning? O Bhagyam, Nanda Gopaprajau Kasham, Janamitram Paramanandam, Purna Brahma Sanatam. Krishna is Parabrahma, Purna Brahma Sanatam Brahma. So he should have some realization, otherwise he will go down. Oh, if he has no relation. He is only knowing some arguments of the thought from books, but he has not done so much bhajan, and that is why the first. Even they know all the arguments, everything, sometimes practicing something, but not detachment of one material. That is why so we must go to the person, devotee, who should not help. Otherwise it will be very, very problem for us. If we fall, then our whole life becomes up to it. So, this is a very careful. So he is telling here, Mantra Guru are Jato Shiksha Guru Gaur. Tahan Charan Age Kare Bandhan. What he has written, Swamiji?
I first offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of my initiating spiritual master and all my instructing spiritual masters. Report. Srila Jiva Goswami, in his species Bhakti Sandharva,
very carefully you should hear, very important in life.
Has stated that uncontaminated devotional service and that one has to execute such service in the association of other devotees. By associating with devotees of Lord Krishna, one develops a sense of Krishna consciousness and thus becomes inclined towards loving service of the Lord. This is the process of approaching devotional service, approaching the Supreme Lord by gradual appreciation of devotional service. If one desires unalloyed devotional service, one must associate with devotees.
Yes. Mark this line. If you want first on your life devotional service, you must meet. And if you are not doing, then what will be doing? You will be in Asatmanga. So try to follow these lines of Swami. Some tells that you are not in a line of Swami. But I am more in line of Swamiji. I am following all the totally worlds of Swamiji. Perhaps they are not following, and that is why I say that you are in not line of Swamiji. You should see. And you can judge yourself. Whether I am in line of Swamiji, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami or not. I am not going to tell anything against this. Totally I am giving to the whole world his message. This is message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Rupani, all the time. So we should very strongly and boldly try to follow these things. If he wants on alert service of Krishna, devotional service, if he wants. And if you don't, you want to make money, and see that, if I am going to follow this line, then my money problem will be. Come. And so I should not associate with good and high class. And if you want, like Prahlad Maharaj, then you can make this associate with Swami. Again this line and go on.
If one desires unalloyed devotional service, one must associate with devotees of Sri Krishna. For by such association only can a conditioned soul achieve a taste for transcendental love and thus revive his eternal relationship with God in its specific manifestation and in terms of the specific transcendental mellow or rock that one has eternally inherent in him.
If you will do like this, Krishna will manage everything for you. Don't fear. Krishna has given birth. He is controlling everything. So why we should fear for all these things? For these problems. All the problems that is solved by these. And then Krishna will manage everything. So be bold like this. And try to associate quite a high Krishna. If you want unalloyed service of Krishna. Because not only ten, three times it is answered. So, sadhu sang. Again, sadhu. Again, sadhu sang. What is the meaning? Unalloyed of service of Krishna. This is our first duty to follow. Go on.
The secret is that one must submissively listen to those who know perfectly the science of God, and one must begin the mode of service regulated by the preceptor or teacher. A devotee already attracted by the name, form, qualities, etc. of the Supreme Lord may be directed to his specific manner of devotional service. He need not waste time by approaching the Lord through logic.
Yes. don't try to attend achieve Krishna by logic. Logic never connects. It is logic controlled by brain or devotion. And if it is favorable to Shastra, like Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Chaitanya, then that logic can be somewhat fixed. Otherwise, don't go towards logic. Go on.
The expert spiritual master knows well how to engage his disciples' energy in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. And thus he engages a devotee in a specific devotional service according to his special tendency.
One thing you should understand, then if a bona fide guru, all disciples will think that he loves much more you, other than anyone. This is the sign, this is a symptom of his all gurus. All Vaishnavas, all disciples, all who are not disciples coming in his church, they will feel in their heart that he is much more than anybody. We have seen this thing in my Gurudev and also Swamiji. I think there are so many devotees of Swamiji, they can realize this. He used to pyar karna chahta tha, aapko pyar karta tha. He always loving you. So I think all will realize this fact that my Gurudev loves me much more than anyone. Your disciples of Prabhupada, you think he was so much happy about your service? So this is the fact. We have heard from the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta, even a little boy, even a girl, innocent girl, anyone, those who were superior, all used to think that I am so much loving to my Guru. He loves me. This is the actual. Because he has no worldly gain at all from any his behavior. He wants to be in her and Krishna into their heart. And if he is not perfect in the realization of Krishna prem, he cannot give these things. He cannot make sweet Krishna in your heart. Gurudev never says, take the heart of disciples for himself to gain. He takes the hearts of all devotees, makes it so smooth, so strong, so fragrant, and so sweet, and it offers it to in the Lord's feet of not directly, by giving them in his Gurudev lotus feet and to his Param Gurudev. Paratpar Gurudev, and thus it will come in the lotus feet of Rukmanjali, and they will give in the very Tadishadha, and they will offer the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, and Radhika will engage in the yugal service. So this is the symptom of Shiksha Guru and Viksha Guru both.
A devotee must have only one.
If a guru is not doing like so, then you can pray him that please allow me that I should associate him. His Gurudev will himself tell. That I cannot satisfy you. You should go to Yudhishthira. You should go to Rupa Goswami. You should go to Narottam Thakur. Himlet in the He will take you, but Guru Swami cannot do like this. Serve your Gurudev, come to me, and be more qualified to serve your Gurudev and Krishna. He wants no worldly gain at all. If he wants worldly gain, then he is not Guru. He will tell that. Like Hridayananda of Kulin Gram to his disciple Shyamananda, who was from Vrindavan, in Sevakun at the lotus feet of Guru. He will make you qualified to serve Radha. And Jiva Goswami did it. Actually, Jiva Goswami has no sister, but all world is his disciple. This is the symptom of the real Guru. Then?
A devotee must have only one initiating spiritual master, because in the scriptures, acceptance of more than one is always forbidden.
Yes.
There is no limit, however, to the number of instructing spiritual masters one may accept. Generally, a spiritual master who constantly instructs a disciple in spiritual science becomes his initiating spiritual master later on. One should always remember that a person who is reluctant to accept the spiritual master and be initiated is sure to be baffled in his endeavor to go back to Godhead.
What? Okay.
One should always remember that a person who is hesitant to accept the spiritual master and be initiated is sure to be baffled in his endeavor to go back to Godhead. One who is not properly initiated may present himself as a great devotee, but in fact he is sure to encounter many stumbling blocks on his path of progress towards spiritual realization, with the result that he must continue his term of material existence without relief. Such a helpless person is compared to a ship without a rudder, for such a ship can never reach its destination. It is imperative, therefore, that one accept a spiritual master if he at all desires to gain the favor of the Lord. If there is no chance to serve him directly, a devotee should serve the spiritual master by remembering his instructions. There is no difference between his instructions and he himself. In his absence, therefore, his words of direction should be the pride of the disciple. If one thinks that he is above consulting anyone else, including the spiritual master, he is at once an offender at the lotus feet of the Lord. Such an offender can never go back to Godhead. It is imperative that a serious person accept a bona fide spiritual master in terms of the Shastic injunction. Srila Jiva Goswami advises that one not accept a spiritual master in terms of hereditary or customary social and ecclesiastical conventions. One should simply try to find a genuinely qualified spiritual master for actual advancement and spiritual understanding.
He is always following Jiva Goswami. One thing I want to explain here is that to have a guru like this, having all qualities, is very rare in this world. Very rare. But if we have some past impression, we have done some sukriti, and at that time we have In lower stages we have some guru anyhow. Not real guru, but yet some guru, Vaishnava guru. Even a Kanishtha Adhikari, no harm. Then in that birth he has some innovation. So when he will come in this birth, then he will choose a very real guru. And how to choose? They should give up all self in the Lord's feet of Krishna and pray. Because he is Shiksha Guru, inner guru. He will hear. Shiksha Guru. No? Always hear. He should pray that, oh Krishna, I want to serve you. Please give a good guru, qualified. Then Krishna will listen to you. And he will manage. And if you are not doing like so and managing yourself, that I will choose my guru, I will pariksha, I will examine my guru, then you will fall down. Bhakti is always sarva dharmana parityajyamam ekam sarva antvam sapapitro mukhe. It will surrender without any virtue. Sincere. Krishna will surely tell. So he likes. So everything depends on Krishna. Easily we can have that rare guru in this world. In this world, very rare. And more than that, very rare disciples are in this world. It has been told in some. Very rare devotees are disciples are in this world. Who give himself like Arjuna to Krishna. Like Krishna and Sudama gave everything in some. Like Rupa, Jiva Goswami gave himself in all respects to the Lord's feet of Krishna. I think there are so many instances of guru and disciple in Vedas, Upanishads, Puranas. But not like Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Sanatana. Who is the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sanatana Goswami. And Rupa Goswami? He has written so many books. In all books he has, in Mangalacharanam, he has read in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his guru. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave initiation to Rupa and Sanatana? Where? First sacrifice was done there? Any mantra he gave to them? They adopt of everything. Like Guru, this is it. To whom he follows, internally, outwardly. And he easily, swabhavik rupse, our heart is there. He is actually good. Whether he is initiated by that mantra or not, or fire sacrifice has it done or not. These are external things. So in Shastra, Jiva Goswami has told, he has not so much time to write all these things because Hira man will come there. Or Mahabharata, like Mahabharata so long. So he has not given all these samples. So it has, there are two kinds of disciples. Two kinds of diksha, meaning Anusthaniki and Siddhatrudi. Anusthanik means
only fire sacrifice has been done and Guru has told Gopi Janna Vallabhaya Swaha Om Bhur Bhuva Prachodaya. I said, give so much donation to Gurudev, representation so much, I have sacrificed to them, my heart, my head has been, and now, I have been, this is outside, not Vidvatrudhi Dasti. When it will be Vidvatrudhi? When we will give our heart in the lotus feet of Gurudev, everything, and Guru, they will make me so qualified to suffer. And Dipya Jnana, what is Dipya Jnana? What is divine knowledge? Who is Krishna? Why am I? What is Maya? Illusory Maya. Now you see in here, in this country, or Western, all Western countries. That's a very big between husband and wife. That dog horse so many times. They are very, very far that children. What to do? Very big. I pray you all that don't make this problem. Like Indian system, if you are married once, you should be married for
life.
For little problems, you should not tell God. Don't be so much attached or don't so much detached. Try to do your kartavya duty. That this is, she is my Krishna service, my service, I am service. My boys are children are service of Krishna. I should serve. I should develop that Krishna concept. This is my duty. So Guru gives all kinds of knowledge, deep jnana. What is Maya? What is Krishna Tattva, Guru Tattva, Vaishnava Tattva, Prema Tattva? Everything. And how we should practice bhakti? How should we develop our affection, love for, honor and service of Krishna? This is the journey. And Kuryat Papasya means all sinful actions. What are sinful actions? All kinds of worldly problems. So much attaching in worldly affairs. Having so many requirements, worldly requirements. Having so much lust, so much anger, all these. Bad activities we have done in past. And that are the four kinds. What are four kinds? Prarabdha, aprarabdha, koot and avidya. All. Avidya means to forget Krishna. And then everything problem. So Gurudev describes all these things. If he cannot do, then we should try to have accept any shiksha. More advanced. We should pray Krishna, our Gurudev also. That Gurudev. These are my difficulties. So try Krishna. If he is one of our Guru, he will tell, he will give advice that go to Rupa Goswami, go to Narasimha, go to others who are advanced. And if that Shishati goes there, you associate. If he envies, envious, then what to do? Then we will have him that you should give up him also. It is against Vaishnavas and Krishna all teaching, then we should give up. But not daily do it. Even in India, even a karmi does not give up his Gurudev for whole life. He thinks that he is God, he is Krishna. So you must treat if your Guru is not so much, so high qualified, then taking permission, we can associate higher. He will be himself as high spiritual. And if he does not do, then I think deserve no quality of qualified. He is telling now, Mantra Guru, Arshiksha Guru, tell me when it will be
45 minutes. 42.
It went down in a moment. One question should be done. Making of assembly of Srila Krishna Das Krishna and attend the meeting and try to follow. He said, Sri Rup Sanatan Bhakta Raghuna Sri Jiv Gopal Das Raghuna Ekhaya Guru Shikha Guru Jyama. His praying first to his Shikha Guru. Why you can think about it. Also he has not named his Gurudev. Here he has told about Guru so many things. Shikha Guru has taken the name of Shikha Guru. Who? Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhakta Goswami, Raghunath Bhakta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Shikha Guru. He has taken directly Shikha from them. And especially to both whom? Rup and Raghuna. Because they will write in the law of each why he could not name the Gurudev. Was any Gurudev Dikha Guru or not? I think it is impossible that he has no Dikha Guru. Some tell that Srila Raghunatha Bhatta was his Guru. But I have not seen any evidence in anywhere so authentic. If his Guru was what happened to tell? Nothing. I think it may be wrong or right, I cannot say. Because anywhere it has no presence. I have to come to own conclusion that he and his brother in his life in his Grihastha has been initiated by any Guru. No? That is his name has been kept Krishna Das. Without any diksha, anyone cannot keep name like this, Krishna Das. But as a professional, he was Kaviraj. Kaviraj, Ayurvedic doctor. Very. He used to know about. And also the pulse of the devotees for that disease also. But so much good doctor. So there he has been initiated, but he left his brothers and everyone. And it seems that he has taken something side of his elder father, perhaps. it may be not. And that is why we have not taken beginning. Or there may be some all other. But I think if he has made Siksha Guru like Rup Sanatan Jiv Raghunath, the realized soul, also the associates of Krishna and also of Chaitanya, like Rup Manjari, Kaun Sanatan Goswami, Lavang Manjari, Bhatta Raghunath Guru Manjari, Jiv Goswami Vilas Manjari, Gopal Bhatt Guru Manjari, Raghunath Das, and in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastime, Sri Rup Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Guru Manjari. There are two forms. No doubt they were eternal, as he is. If anyone is direct Siksha Guru like this, why he will not be? So, one of his disciples. So, he is proud of that. That Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, all are like this.